Welcome to the Hot Mess Mom, a podcast where we can just chill, catch up on life things, recap our favorite Bravo shows or anything really going on TV or streaming. Talk about the books we're reading, anything really going on in pop culture. So grab your favorite beverage, whether it's some coffee, tea, anything that quenches your thirst. Welcome again to the Hot Mess Mom. I am so glad you're here. Happy Tuesday. I probably should have cleared my throat. Now I'm like, oh, like it feels funky. Anyway, gonna continue with our raw recordings. Again, I'm recording from my couch. Kind of digging this vibe. It's comfortable, easier for me, and I don't know. I just prefer it more. But we have another 4 episodes to talk about. I'm going to start with USA. Whew, Casa Amor. We are officially in Casa Amor in both Love Island UK and Love Island USA. But before we get into it, I did want to just kind of talk about a few things because y'all know I like to share what's going on in life and all of that good stuff. Finally heard back from Julia's dad. He is no longer working. So for those of you who followed along in the over on the Patreon, which is linked here at the bottom in the episode description, I believe it's $4.99 a month. Feel free to go support your girl. Anyway, it was a rough year to 2 years, maybe. I don't even remember. It was a long time where he was working for cash and would only send like every 2 weeks, maybe once a month. And so, it was rough having to plan to provide for my child on my own, like without help from her dad. So I'm going to just anticipate that that's going to be how it's going to be. I did reach out to him and I asked him, I'm like, are you working? Like, I just straight out said that. And he didn't reply until maybe a day or two later. And it's like, when him and I were together, he was on his phone all the time. Like, not all the time, but like any normal person with a smartphone, you know? So for me, it's like, at least have respect to reply at least within the same day. Like, I get we're busy and like, I'm busy too. Like, trust. But I don't know, man, like I'm not used to people being that inconsiderate, I guess. But I mean, I guess I should know better by now, and I do, but that's one thing rubs me the wrong way. And so it's like, okay. And like, I hate to be the kind of person where you treat another person the way they treat you. Like, I don't want to be petty. I don't want to be like that. But, and I've talked about this with my friends before, it's also setting strong boundaries. And he's the kind of person that I had to learn the hard way, you guys. I had to learn the hard way. It took me a lot of, within my healing journey, I guess, to realize that I need to set these boundaries with him, in not allowing him to have any kind of control over me or being able to manipulate me. Oh man, we can get into that. But I feel like it's all in the past too. I've already podcasted a plenty over this subject. But for me, I'm just like, okay, whatever. And he ended up replying yes, day or two later. Then he ends up telling me that he's not working there anymore because X, Y, and Z. I'm not going to say why. But it is basically, it's an overly exaggerated excuse as to why he's not working anymore. And you guys, like, I'm just going to say it right now. I haven't replied. I think he texted me back. I want to say I texted him Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. I want to say Friday. Let's just say Friday or Thursday. He texted me back like Sunday, I believe. Can't remember. I want to say Sunday. And it's Tuesday and I still haven't replied. And I'm just like, I don't think I'm going to, just because with him, I can't be fake. Like, and as I'm getting older, and maybe you guys can relate, like, I just can't, I find it really hard to be fake. One, I'm already horrible at lying. And two, I can't. Like, it's just so, the more I'm getting older, the more I'm like, how can I say this? The more I'm growing into being more authentically myself. Because, like, that's the only way to live life. Like, you know? And being happy and being at peace and just all of that, you know? So, I still haven't replied. But for me, and I'm just going to say it, I don't believe him. Like, I don't believe him. And that's the saddest part. Like, because what if it really did go down the way he said it? What if that actually happened? And that's so messed up, right? Like, but I think I have enough of experience with this person to know that, one, he's a really good liar. And I've seen him lie to his own family members before. So there's that. And two, I don't even know what two is, but that's just like my main reason. And so I'm just going to anticipate that your girl is on her own again, doing it all, doing the whole thing on her own. It's hard, you guys. Those of you who are single parents, you get it. Like, and it stinks to work in a, not stinks, it's just a little, I don't even know what the word is, disheartening, I don't know, to work in a field where every single one of your coworkers is married, like, and they have their families, and they have a two-income household, and they don't get it, like, they'll never know what it's like to be alone, and to parent alone, and do it all, right? It's hard, and, yeah. So that's just an update on that. Another thing I wanted to tell you guys about is I've spoken about this guy on the Patreon. I don't even remember what we called him, because we like to give the boys nicknames just for their privacy and mine too. We don't ever want them to figure out that it was them that I was talking about, even though they'll know. But at least they're okay with, like, nobody trying to find out who they are. And, you know, not that, like, my podcast is so popular, but if it ever one day does get popular, like that one time, do y'all remember? I don't know if you remember, last year, I think, in the summer, my podcast, like, blew up in, like, London, Europe area, and freaked me out. And it's crazy to think now, a year later, that if I would have just kept podcasting, like, this probably could have even been my full-time job at this point, like, a year later, you know. But it's okay. I'm continuing to podcast this summer just because, one, I have the time, and it makes me happy. Plus, like, we need to dive in on all of the Love Island, like, talk. Like, having a new episode every single day is like what a reality TV watcher only longs for in their favorite shows, you know? We don't get Housewives every single day. We don't get Vanderpump Rules every day. But Love Island, a new episode drops every single day. For those of you who watch UK, it is available on Hulu. It is a few episodes behind, but there are other ways to watch the more recent episodes, like that you don't have to wait as long. And I couldn't wait anymore. And I hated like being out of the loop when I would see things on social media. So I ended up joining a Facebook group, which I know some of my listeners have joined as well, because I see you guys on there. And what's it called? And they went ahead and helped me out on how to watch. I also, if you're on the Patreon, I just posted direct links over there for you guys. And then USA premieres. Okay, so UK premieres at 9 p.m. their time. And that is actually 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you're in the U.S., Texas, Central Standard Time, it's at 3 p.m. And episodes are usually posted, like the link, they're usually posted at like 4:08 p.m. So Central Standard Time. So that's how I've been watching UK. And then USA premieres on Peacock at 8 p.m. But I'm just going to let you guys in on a little secret. They're always available at like 7:40 p.m. So you don't actually have to wait till 8. They're available a little earlier than that. So you're welcome. Anyway, okay, back to what I was saying. I wasn't even ready to dive into Love Island yet. I was talking about the boys in my podcast. So there was a boy. I'm not even sure what to call him yet, but I was speaking to him. Calm down. We were talking back maybe like in March, and it didn't last too long. But when it was like happening, like we cracked on, right? Like it was really good. And I ended it because he made a comment that I was not cool with, but it wasn't like, I think it was just a he put his foot in his mouth moment. I'm not going to say what it was. I talked about it. I had to have talked about it on the Patreon for sure. But we ended up stopping. I actually ended up just like ghosting him, like, which is like not cool because I've been ghosted before, but whatever. But more recently, like in May, maybe? Oh, close to Father's Day. Okay, so I'm on the apps, right? We all know that. I'm on the apps. But I'm not active on the apps. So I just wait for a message to come in or for someone to like me, and I'll go see who they are or what, like what of them. And then I'll just like decline most of the time, right? And this guy, he ended up trying to match with me again in May. I wonder if I talked about this on my Patreon. I can't remember. He ended up trying to match with me again. And I reached out to him because he has my phone number. Like, just text me, dude. Like, if you... I don't know. It was just funny, okay? I ended up texting him and I'm like, hey, like, you know you can just text me, right? And he's like, I was scared. I was like, why are you scared? He's like, I don't know. And I go... And within the conversation, I ended up telling him why I ended it. And then we just ended up texting for the rest of the day. And then I didn't like the way our like day ended, like our conversation. And then the next day he texted me good morning and I just didn't text back. I was like, nah, like just leave it as is, whatever, whatever. And then more recently, ever since talking to Victor, if y'all remember Victor, go back to the like two episodes away, not the last podcast episode I did, but the podcast episode before that. In ending things with Victor, I was like, you know, like the way that ended was like a legitimate reason to end it, like for me, because that's the comment that he made is who he is. Like, I know it's who he is and it's not something that he can change, right? And this person who I'm now speaking to, gosh, what am I, 50? Who I'm now like talking to, his comment, I feel like it wasn't because that's who he is. Like, I don't feel it from him when we have our daily conversations. And so I ended up reaching out to him Sunday. Well, Monday morning, because I have iOS 18. Are we on iOS 18 already? The iOS update that's supposed to come this September. I have the beta version. So I have like all these features that are supposed to come out in September or whatever. And one of those features is a send later feature, which you can basically schedule messages ahead of time before you actually send the message. So in other words, for those of you who are still dating and all that, don't think that the good morning text messages you get in the morning are legitimate. Like, he was actually thinking of you in the morning. He probably scheduled all his messages to all his girls, all just like trying to like, not trying, like, I'm just totally ruining this for girls who are still dating. Sorry. But that feature's coming. And so I ended up scheduling a message to him. And I'm like, I ended up telling him, why did you try to match with me again? Like, why? You know, like, you knew why it ended. And like, you know, like, he still tried. And he ended up replying to me yesterday morning. And he was just like, because you're very intelligent. And that's hard to find. And I was like, oh. Okay. And I've been, Victor called me intelligent too. Like, he really knew how to make a girl feel special. It was just that one thing that, you know, that went down. But so he ended up saying that, and I'm like, but, you know, and so I was just like, you know, I just something told me that I didn't give him a proper shot, and I don't know why he'd been on my mind. And so I was like, you know, if you want to see where this can go, like, I'm open, like, I'm down. And so we've been talking since, you know, yesterday morning. Granted, I sent the message on Sunday night and I scheduled it, but we'll just see where it goes. And I like that him and I are in the same, like point in our lives. Like, we're around in the, oh my gosh, why can't I speak? We're around the same, like, how can I even say this? Oh my God, why am I struggling? Oh, Jesus. We're in the same kind of, like, wave. Like, we're going through the same wave, if life is an ocean, right? And he's going for certification too, so both of us are going to be going for certification at the same time. And so it's nice to be going through the same things. I didn't even realize how old he was. He's 1 year younger than me, which is okay, right? One thing I really liked about Victor was he, like, you knew he was done with the BS. Like, you knew he was literally going to be all about you and only you, and, like, just take care of you, like, you know. But with this dude, I don't know, you know, we're still, I don't know, whatevs. So there you go. There's my life update. Didn't realize it was going to take up as much time as it did, but we'll see how this episode goes. So before we get started, I do have a disclaimer on the UK. Well, not the UK. The last episode that I recorded, I had said that the UK Casa Amor boys were cuter than USA boys, but I got it all wrong. I meant to say the opposite. After watching the next episode, I was like, oh, I said the wrong thing. It's actually the USA boys that are cuter than UK. Oh, yeah, yeah. I ended up watching After the Sun for UK, no, USA. They seemed mid, but, and I feel like there's only like maybe two boys that are like really cute, and it's probably just one for UK. I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyway, let's get into it. So we're recapping first, the episode that aired where Harriet and Ronnie left. Sad. We got to... I forgot to mention before I get into it. You guys, when I watched After the Sun... Why did I watch After the Sun? Oh, I watched After the Sun for USA, not UK. But I finally got to see what Ian Sterling actually looks like. Like, we're so used to hearing his voice all the time because he does all the voiceovers and makes his, like, really corny jokes. But, dude, he's so young. I was so surprised when I saw him. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, the way that he talks and the jokes that he makes are very, like, old man-y. Let's hope he never hears this episode, this podcast. But he's actually really young, and so that was like a surprise. Anyway, so back to the night of Harriet and Ronnie leaving. Everyone all ended up agreeing that Grace and Connor should have all been the ones that should have left instead of Harriet and Ronnie, and that's like kind of sad, but I don't know. It is what it is. The conversation that Matilda, Grace, and Jess all had bringing up Samantha, like, they ended up bringing her up, and it just, for me, it was like, I'm glad that they didn't forget, you know? And they reminded Grace, like, look, this went down, and Grace ended up started crying, and she's just, like, telling them that she was upset because she would hear his voice while she's sleeping in the bed, and she could hear them kissing, and she was just crying. It hurt. Like, it hurt because I feel like we've all been there, you know? Where we see the boy that we like with someone else, and, like, you can see that it's, like, ugh, just, it's tearing you apart inside. But Jess ended up telling Grace, like, just be glad that you're out of it. Like, you're not in it anymore. Like, dude, like, Grace is just so much queen energy. I'm so proud of her for handling it all the way she did. Joey ends up coming back to speak with Grace and saying that, like, he was glad that she didn't leave. And I was like, shut up. Like, gaitelo. Like, you know, for those of you who are Hispanic, you know, so annoying. And he was just saying that he still cared about her and how she feels. And honestly, eye roll. Electric chair. Like, no, please. Grace ended up telling him back that she hears him, but she just basically tells him, like, your actions and your words don't align. And I was just like, yes, like, tell him, you know, and it's true. His actions and words don't align. He says things and then he does like the opposite. And it's like, dude, like, the heck, you know? Anyway, they seem to leave off okay with one another. But Grace, you can tell she's totally checked out, which I hoped for this entire time. And I'm happy about, just because she deserves so much better. Hopefully she finds someone in CASA. Kieran asked Joey, like, while they're getting ready for bed and all. And he's like, is it over? And Joey just basically said, pretty much. I was like, all right, so they're on the same page then. But a quick detour here, within the time when they were getting ready for bed, Joey was putting away his jeans. Like, you see him folding his jeans, and for some reason, like, it made me want to see them wash their clothes, like, do their laundry. Like, do they do their laundry, you know? Was he wearing those jeans that night, or were they washed ones? Like, they were clean ones that he needed to put away. Immediately, I thought about the fact that Rob is always wearing the same dang overalls every single evening. Ugh. Anyway. So then we have a new day. Just another difference that I found, that I thought about, is that whenever there's a new day, the USA peeps, like, they don't wear sunglasses when they turn on the lights and open the windows. But the people from UK, like, they always have their sunglasses ready to go. And they throw them on as soon as they wake up. Like, oh, it's so bright. So that's a difference I found. You're going to notice it too as you watch. Really, really cute. Trey ended up making Jess breakfast. I could only think about how much... Oh. During their, like, little sit down, like, they had breakfast together. And, like, the entire time I was just bored. Like, I wasn't even, like, paying attention to their talks and chats or whatever. All I was, like thinking about was how much I liked her hair clip. But anyway, Jess sort of warns Jesse that in, you know, the morning after she has breakfast, she warns Jesse that he did the same exact thing with Samantha, what he did to Grace, because Jesse's now seeing it as the new girl. She's like, just give it a couple of days and this really won't be what everyone's talking about. Like, it won't be as much of a big deal. Then they cut to Mimi and Ayo talking about, like, who do you think is the strongest couples? And she ends up mentioning that Nicole and Kieran dropped the L-bomb with each other. And I was just thinking to myself, like, comparing your relationship to other people's relationships and if yours is strong isn't good. Like, you shouldn't be doing something like that. But they ended up validating each other in that conversation, which was, I guess it was nice. But here's the thing. I think I said it in the last podcast. I predicted. It was so predictable, like, how AO is going to end up being. And we're going to talk about it later. But it was just so predictable. I also saw a theory, which I should talk about later, that, like, somebody had said, like, is there something we're not seeing? Like, why are Mimi and Uma so, like, committed and faithful to the boys? Like, I feel like we haven't seen the boys be as, and maybe it's like a producer, it's intentional on the production side that they don't want to show that the boys have reciprocated and made the girls feel reassured a lot. They haven't shown that. So that the audience would be like upset with the boys turning their heads and all that. I don't know. Anyway, this is for like currently, like Casa stuff. Okay. Grace ends up saying that Jess probably has an ick for Trey. And then you see Jess just like start being not sure about him. And I'm like, I wonder who Jess is going to end up with like 10 years from now. Like, who's going to be that for her? Just wonder who that will be for her. Just because, I don't know. It feels like none of the boys were her, could match her freak or whatever. I don't know. Just makes me wonder. Anyway, Grace ends up saying yes, that she probably has the ick with Trey. I don't think she's sure. I think she's really unsure about him. And then later we see Jesse and Joey talking about it and how he ends up leaving a girl for another, and that he's done it twice. And he ends up saying it's very different what happened with Samantha. And she's like, well, yeah, it'll be very different when it's me and someone else. And it's like, dun, dun, dun. Right then, a real dun, dun, dun. The text comes in for the girls for having some girly goss and cocktails. But we know it's the message that's like, it's truly going to be Casa More later on. So, yeah, then the girls have girls' night out. It was really cute. Nicole ends up mentioning that it needed to happen to bring them closer as far as Jess and Jesse and Grace go. It's also interesting Harriet not being there, because like, yes, the girly goss and cocktails like brought the group of girls together, but I wonder what it would have been like if Harriet were still there. I think it would have been a good closure moment for Jess and Harriet, although I feel like it still wouldn't have happened because Jess cannot take accountability for being a jerk, basically. Jesse ends up telling Grace that Grace hasn't been welcoming to her, and it's literally like, dude, like, Grace owes you nothing, you know? But I am glad that, you know, Grace still apologized nonetheless. Like, I'm sorry if you haven't feel like I've been welcoming to you. It's not that, like, you know? Matilda ends up sharing that she's starting to get the feels with Sean, which is nice, but Mimi just ends up being like, we're okay. And it's like a little yikesy because they've been together since the beginning. And then, of course, Nicole, I'm in love. And you can tell, guys, that Uma's falling. You can just tell. And I really, really don't want her to get hurt. She just reminds me of someone that I'd be friends with, like, in real life, you know? But anyway, I will say that I didn't appreciate Matilda being as excited as she was for Casa Amor, but literally, as they were getting into their vehicle, I was like clutching my pearls, like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Then the text comes in letting the boys know that the girls are headed to Casa Amor. And AO asks, question though, do you think they're gassed, like, about the girls? And I'm like, ugh. Anyway, boys aren't that hot from Casa Amor guys. Hugo has a nice smile. At this point, I just want someone to sweep Grace off her feet. Like, she deserves that. They end up introducing themselves to each other, and I didn't realize that Casa Moore was so close, like, distance-wise to the regular villa. Anyway, they end up playing Truth or Dare. It was really hard to watch, like, the girls being with other boys. The girls were pretty modest with their kisses, and I don't think I've ever seen Mimi blush before. It was nice to see. Right? Like, you want the girls to be happy. They end up asking, name the top three boys of the normal villa that you think their heads will turn first. Nicole ended up asking Blaze. And he ends up saying Will, Joey, and Kieran. You can tell that Nicole was not happy. Kieran ends up saying that he thinks Nicole would only do something, but only because she thinks that he will. Then the next episode, we see that the girls are going to go with the boys, and they are all, like, stunning. Okay, so that's the end of that episode. Then yesterday's episode, which was July 1st, Monday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. The girls, we're left with, oh my gosh, why can't I speak? We pick back up. Yeah, there we go. With the girls at Casa, Mimi and Nicole are the only ones who slept outside. Which is, like, sad just cause, like, none of the boys ended up doing something like that. Mimi and Nicole are the only ones. Matilda ended up surprising me. I'm really loving the Blaze and Grace situation. I honestly do think that they fit each other perfectly. They're very compatible. Then the girls entered the villa where the OG boys are. And of course, it's just so hilarious. Joey knew one of the girls. And surprisingly, Kieran also knew one of the girls as well, but he just hadn't met her. We ended up finding out later that they did meet, and it was just, like, really quick, but, Ayo, dude. Ugh. Ayo. Like I said, it was so predictable. I just knew that his head was going to turn. And then at the girls' villa, I didn't take as many notes when it came to Casa, just because there was a lot of, like, that's my only complaint. There was a lot of flipping back and forth. There was never one long scene of an afternoon, because now we're in two separate places. But I know that this is the way that has to be. Like, they have to cut to AO doing whatever he's doing, and then cut to Mimi saying whatever she's saying. Like, it has to, the storyline has to follow that way. But so I didn't take a lot of notes, but just going to talk about the things that I jotted down. So Ugo and Jess ended up having a talk. I could not stop looking at Ugo's feet because they were both facing outward. If you, by any chance, listen to the podcast, The Toast, with Claudia and Jackie, they were talking about, well, Claudia was talking about how Ben's feet are, like, he walks outward. Like, he doesn't walk with his feet pointing forward. He walks them pointed like a V. And that's why she's always falling, or, like, why she would always fall. And they end up, like, talking about how that, I don't even remember what it's called, but the reason that that happens is because of living a sedentary lifestyle. The thing is, I don't think Hugo walks like that all the time. It's just the way he was sitting, and his feet were, like, in just this really big V. I was like, it distracted me too much. And then, of course, we get the most annoying comment in the world that, like, we're tired of hearing Jess and her always saying, remember, the price is right in front of you. It's just, I can't take it anymore. I can't. I literally pull my hair and, like, my eyes, like, anyway, then the girls end up, like, trying so hard to see at the other villa, and Nicole just, like, has, like, the best vision, and all I could think about was, like, how relatable they were, because, like, I would have been doing the same thing. And then another girl, I think it's Jess, she ends up suggesting, like, go get the phone, like, our phones, so that you can zoom in and see better. And then they do, and they are able to see better. Then back at the boys in the boys' villa, the original villa where the original boys are, Kieran sat down to talk with the girl he knew. And in that moment, I realized he was wearing Nicole's Louis Vuitton sunglasses. And I noticed it because they're feminine, the glasses. And I just, if you are observant like me, Nicole's always wearing a label. Like her slides are also Louis Vuitton. She's always wearing those things. And so I just found it pretty, a little funny that he was wearing her sunglasses to talk to another girl. I was like, I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was cool. I am so disappointed in how much AO and Will are still being open. I don't think I can take seeing Mimi and Uma both hurt by them. It's going to be so hard to watch. Then back at the girls' villa, Nicole chats with Blaze. I didn't realize her forehead was so big, but like it's very big. And I'm not saying anything because mine is really big too. Us forehead girlies got to stick together, right? But she ends up asking Blaze why he said that Kieran would turn his head. And he says because he's really young and he's not mature yet. And I was like, ooh, shots fired. But Nicole's swimsuit that day is also really cute. But it looks more like a bra set. But I don't know, whatever. Then back at the boys' villa, Will sits down and has a conversation. I don't even know with who. But there's like, there ends up being a close-up to him in a certain angle. And I noticed that he has chest hair. Like, I never realized he had chest hair, but it's just like a different color. And that's why we can't see it. It's not like black. But anyway, that's all that's all I noted for my notes for UK. So we're going to go ahead and get into USA. So we left off on, not that we left off on, but for my last podcast episode, the last podcast episode that I recapped was 3 episodes ago. So we're on the episode that aired Sunday night afternoon for us. It's the night of Connor leaving the island. Of course, Rob and his freaking overalls. Lee ends up saying that it just wasn't there when it came to her and Connor. I really, really, really like how Miguel is with Leah. They're really cute together. I like how whenever there's gossip or anything like that, like, he gets all giddy with her. And it's like, they're just so cute together. I'm really liking them. And now I'm just like, why weren't they into each other before? Like, I hate that they started their journey together, like, really late. And it's like, anyway. Kendall and Janae are so cute. I really love his vibe, his demeanor. He ends up talking about body count, and he ends up saying that he hasn't been anyone since like 4 months. And I'm like, okay, that's recent, you know? Then we cut to Cassidy and Rob. Their conversation was so awkward, dude. Like, it was so awkward. They end up talking about skydiving, bungee jumping, and then he talks about a trip that he's planning with with the boys. And he ends up like saying, like, do you want to come? Like, it was just, it was the most awkward conversation I've ever seen on Love Island. Then we cut to Kendall and Nicole. Nicole ends up explaining that she has this comfortability with Kendall that doesn't come with just anyone, and she knows it's special. So I was like really happy that like she reassured Kendall in that way, because I think after everything they went through, like, he deserves that and needed that. And then we cut to Nicole and Nigel ends up saying that he doesn't even know if he wanted Liv to choose her. And I'm just like, boy, please. Like, you want to stay to meet someone else. It just felt so weird. I was like, I agree with Liv. She's like, why are you nitpicking? I just chose you. And Nigel just like, oh, not Nicole and Nigel. Nicole and Nigel are not having this conversation. It's Liv and Nigel. Why did I write Nicole's name down? Anyway, Liv and Nigel are having this conversation, and he's just like going on and on about how he doesn't feel right, and he just doesn't like, it's like, he's like, I don't even know if I wanted you to choose me. Like, shut up. Like, at least you're still in the villa. Like, what? Like, geez. And so she's like, why are you nitpicking? I just chose you. And then he ends up asking her for a hug. And Liv ends up just like shutting him down, and she's just like, I'm not affectionate. And she walks away. I was like, dang, you go, girl. That's why I like her a lot. She's just so cutthroat and like cool. She's just like, I want to be her friend. Anyway, then Cordell and Nigel have a talk, and Cordell's just like, he brings peace, and I like that. He's such a voice of reason and maturity, and like, honestly, this man needs to be protected at all costs. But again, Nigel goes on and on about how he feels uncomfortable, and I'm just like, OMG, let it go. And then we cut to the girls getting ready for bed, and Leah gets called out because she's putting on makeup before bed. It was really cute. Then we go to the next day. They're in the makeup room, and Kayla ends up saying that she's falling for Aaron. Kendall ends up solidifying breakfast for Nicole, was super cute. Liv ends up validating Nigel's feelings. They end up having a talk, and a big thing that I like about Nigel is that he owns up to his stuff. You know, he owns up to whatever he does wrong, and it was just like a really mature conversation, which you don't really see come from men, like on a show like this. But I thought it was really, really a good thing. Serena and Cordell watch, and I think it's just like they're in too deep of the friend zone. It's hard to watch sometimes. I mean, that's just how I feel. It's my opinion. Miguel and Leah, I love their vibe. Again, the next day, the way they are with each other. Rob and Cassidy, cuts to Rob and Cassidy. Super weird. I don't think it's a vibe. Rob literally doesn't know how to flirt. And I'm just like, why? Why was Leah and Andrea both so crazy over him? Honestly, think it was just like physical attraction. But anyway, it was a very yikes moment when any scene with Rob and Cassidy is weird. Then Aaron and Kaylor are talking. They're literally so cute. Knowing that he's won other games, though, puts me on the fence with him. Like, makes me feel like I need to watch out with him. Like, don't fall in love so much with him as a character on this show just because he's played so many games. I'm not even sure what other shows he's been on, but I just feel so guarded with him, and I'm nervous for Casa. But anyway, one thing I didn't mention before is that I love how the guys wait downstairs for the girls to come downstairs whenever they're done getting ready for the evening. It's really nice to see them all at the foot of the stairs. They always cheer hard for the girls too as they come down. It's a really cute thing that I like about USA that UK doesn't do. And in UK, they just all walk out together, like down the little hallway. Then Leah and Cassidy have a conversation, and it was just so weird. It was like the weirdest thing to see them have a conversation. Like, Leah literally tells Cassidy, like, I love you. And it's like, what? Like, you guys have only known each other for a day. Then Rob and Liv sit down to have a conversation, and Rob basically just tells Liv that he likes her. And I'm like, yes. Like, I feel like this is a pair that I can get on board with. But it's all too late too, right? Like, it's like the last day right before Casa. Then anyway, they get to the fire pit and basically get a text that says America has been voting for the most compatible couple. Those with the fewest votes will be dumped from the island tonight. The couples that end up getting saved are 1, in no particular order, Leah and Miguel; 2, Janaea and Kenny; 3, Kayla and Aaron; 4, Serena and Cordell; and 5, Nicole and Kendall. I think I voted for Nicole and Kendall because I really want them. Like, I feel like their connection is legit. And then Rob and Cassidy and Nigel and Liv are the only ones left standing and have to, like, all stand in front of the fire pit. And then we get, like, the plot twist of the century that I was just like, oh, no, they did not. Like, holy cow, this is savage. This is so messed up. And it was just the biggest twist that I did not expect. They end up saying that they have to stand behind the islander that they want to save. And I'm like, dang. Like, oh, it was so hard to watch, but it was also, and it was messed up AF. But I think we can all agree that it was good TV, right? Like, it had us at the edge of our seats. USA producers out here just doing that thing, you know? It was good. It was savage. We ended up seeing that Nigel and Cassidy ended up both being voted off by their fellow islanders. It was really sad. So Rob and Liv ended up getting saved. And I had a feeling because, like, if you sent away Rob and Cassidy, then we'd lose Cassidy and Liv wouldn't have Rob, you know? If we ended up if it ended up being Nigel and Liv, well, they would both end up leaving. We wouldn't have Liv, and then Rob wouldn't have anyone, you know? So it's very, like, it needed to happen the way it happened, because I think America loves Rob and Liv in their own respective ways, like, you know? So that's the end of that episode, and now we're going to get into episode 19, which aired last night at 8 Central Standard Time, 7:40 p.m. if you're like me and can't wait and just play it as soon as it's available. So we're still in the night of Cassidy and Nigel leaving. Janae and Kenny, like, I really love them together. He ends up mentioning something that I thought was really important to kind of show us of the kind of person he is. He mentioned that when Nigel and him first came in, that Nigel had told him, like, you know, we're going to have each other's backs. And he ends up saying that, you know, I stood behind him during this vote because of that. Like, I'm going to be loyal to someone till the end if I tell them that I'm going to. And I thought that was a really admirable quality in who you want in your significant other. I honestly feel like Janae, like, won the jackpot with him. I really like him for her. And the thing is, like, I've seen all over the internet, like, that they feel like he's not good for her. But I do. Like, I feel like she's wild in and out there, and she's extreme, you know. Her personality is very, like, shines bright, and he, like, can calm her down and bring her down. And you want that in a significant other to be your, like, peace. Like, I just feel like they're so good together, and sometimes it just ends up being that way, that opposites attract, you know. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Then Serena and Cordell, I'm not sure if I believe her, because she ends up saying that she's really, like, more open to him. And I don't know with her. I don't know if I should believe her. Then Kendall and Nicole, they had their test with the whole Miguel situation with Nicole and him twisting when it came to her. But I think that by this point, they're pretty solid. And then, yeah, then we end up seeing that little scene where Rob and Aaron are sitting on the dock and Liv and Kayla are on the other side. Liv ends up telling Kayla. And honestly, like, it feels like it was always wrong timing. Like, when Liv took Rob from Leah, and now it's the right time. So I don't know. I kind of want it now. Like, I want Liv and Rob to be a thing. Then we cut to the next morning, and it feels like the villa is finally solid in all of the connections. But, like, it all just happened too late, because the boys end up getting a text for Casa. Again, I didn't take as many notes just because it's very weird, like, this, the first day of Casa, just because there's so many things happening. There's too much happening to be able to, like, take a lot of notes. But I just, like, ended up jotting down whatever I thought, like, stuck out to me and whatever I wanted to talk about. So here we are. This is all we've got to work with. But so the boys end up getting a text for Casa, and I was left a little confused because they end up, like, they read the text aloud. And to my understanding, I understood that they got a choice to either leave the villa entirely or continue on to Casa. So, like, that, in other words, if they were to leave the villa entirely, their girls would be, like, left behind, in other words. And they would have to end up just seeing each other at the end. But they ended up choosing the girl, like, to be with her after, and risking the girls continuing on to Casa, which is honestly a smarter move. But this is what I understood. And the boys all end up deciding to go to Casa, right? And it was just so cheesy the way that they all went to Casa anyway. Then later, Ariana ends up meeting the girls in the makeup room, and they all end up going to the fire pit. And she said that they could stay in the villa as the other choice, instead of leaving the villa entirely, the way I understood it, that either they could stay in the villa or go to Casa. And then all the boys decided to go to Casa. So I'm not sure if I just misunderstood or if it was communicated to both of them in a different way. I don't know, guys. Y'all sound off in the comments, or, like, in your reviews, whatever, just DM me, because I still don't know. Anyway, the boys, it was literally game over for both Mikhail and Kendall. They were both you can, like, I thought that they were in it with Leah and Nicole, but I don't know. Kayla ends up being really upset. She starts crying, and so is Serena. Like, I was surprised. Honestly, I doubted Serena the night before when she has her little conversation with Cordell, but with how upset she was, I'm like, okay, maybe I was wrong about Serena, because she was mad. She's like, y'all, if I see some B like with him, la la la, and he ends up like la la la, like, she's like, y'all don't even know. And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm scared. You know? That ends up happening. Aaron has a conversation with this girl named Daniela, and I notice it, and like, I like her. That's the thing. That's like, it's hard because we love Aaron and Kayla, right? Like, we stand, we ship, we, you know, we're all going out to sea. Yeah. But I really like this Daniela girl, and I think that they hit it off too. And I hated that he just kept throwing the L word out. Like, I love that. I love that about you. And I'm like, ugh. Like, you didn't even throw the L word with Kayla. I feel like, and this episode was an hour and 20 minutes long, I feel like it dragged out a lot, but I get why we needed to see everything that we needed to see. Like, you know, Jacoby, I wanted to mention this, that Jacoby reminds me of the guy from Southern Hospitality. He's like the workout guy. Brad is his name, I think. But Jacoby's a cuter version of Brad. That's what I mean to say, but whatever. They end up playing Spin the Bottle, and they ended up like they, whenever it would happen, like that the question was asked, they would show the same question, and like the questions got asked in the same order. So they would see the same question on the in the other villa, which I thought was a neat twist, but it was way too much to be taking notes on. And I realized that night that I think Ignacio is cute. I really like the language barrier he has, and he's just like cute, like actually, you know, he's, I don't know, I like him. Shooketh to my core with Cordell. I was not okay with the way all that went down. And Serena ends up saying, like, of course they split to the next scene being Serena saying that she knows that she won't have it as good with anyone else than him because he's so understanding and patient with her and just showed it in his actions, you know? And then they show Kayla like really, really, really upset in the end because she's like, I think she's more, I think she's realizing her feelings more so now that she's in CASA. And she's like, I really didn't like doing all of this. Like, it felt the whole time I was thinking about Aaron and la la la. And it was really sad to see because she's like, he's probably not doing all this, la la la. And lo and behold, of course, he's doing it all, like, you know. But that's the episode. That's all I've got. So we know day two of CASA is going to continue in USA. And is it day three now? For UK CASA? I think so. But it's good, guys. It's I literally got goosebumps right now just thinking about how like hard this is to watch. I'm not okay. I'm still not okay with Matilda being as excited as she is to be in CASA and being the way she is. However, I do understand kind of why she is the way she is, because her and Sean haven't even been together for a long time. But it's all a part of the Love Island experience. And we are here for the ride. currently reading Assassin's Blade book segment. I just literally like cold cut to that. I'm reading Assassin's Blade. It's a prequel for the Throne of Glass series. I'm excited about it. I like it so far. I'm like 5% in. But literally just sitting here now avoiding all of my adult responsibilities. Like unloading the dishwasher and reloading the dishwasher and making something to eat. I have chicken defrosting though. Yikes. So reading that, Jersey. I didn't take notes on Jersey, but it was a really good episode, guys. Like it's good this season. I'm surprised at how good it is. And then Dubai was last week. I'm also watching Dubai. I think that's it right now. Like that's showing. This drought is not cool. I can't even remember what show is going to premiere next. Is it OC? I think it's OC. We're getting OC soon. Anyway, so as always, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Hot Mess Mom. And make sure to leave a review because I think that'll help me gain more listeners. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast, to follow me on Instagram. at the Hot Mess Mom. My personal Instagram is that fifth grade teacher, THAT 5 THGRADETEACHER. Sorry, I forgot how to spell. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast and my Spotify, please. Please, please. And I know there's one more thing. Oh, and if you'd like for more to go have more content, head on over to the Patreon, $4.99 a month. I'll go ahead and link it down here in the episode description as well. Love you guys so much. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.